Welcome to Sync Mind. All you have to do is close your eyes and listen. For a better experience, please use headphones.
This is an unfortunate condition that a whole lot of human beings are in their experience. In their personal experience, life is like me versus the universe. Being in competition with the universe is a stupid thing to do. That's not a competition you must get into. Me versus the universe is a bad competition to get into. So, this is why yoga. Yoga does not mean twisting and turning your body. The word yoga means union. Right now it's me versus the universe. This is just your psychological condition. This is not the reality. Even when you feel utterly lonely, are you still breathing? So you're transacting with the world, isn't it? Yes? You only can't get along with the people around you, but the atmosphere is okay with you. Food is okay if it tastes good. Water is okay. You have transaction with the world, isn't it? Your existence is constantly an engagement with the universe, but your mind becomes against the universe. If you create a psychological condition that you're against or you're in competition with the universe or the cosmos, obviously you will feel crushed for small things. Little things will crush you. When I say little things, maybe you failed your examination, maybe you got thrown out of this university, maybe you got fired from a job, maybe somebody ditched you, maybe something else like this happened. These are all small things between life and death, because you came here with nothing, isn't it? When you die, there is no container service for you. You die with nothing. In spite of that, most people have turned their homes into warehouses. Most people are carrying such a huge baggage on their head as if they're carrying the whole universe on their head. This is their own psychological condition. Your thought and emotion is what you're talking about, right? When are you going to figure out how to handle your thought and emotion? Not hers, not hers, not his, yours. When are you going to learn how to handle my thought and my emotion? At the end of your life? The only problem really with life is just this. Most human beings have taken themselves too seriously. They don't understand. You've seen on the computer screen these pop-ups? You are a pop-up on this planet. Countless number of people like you and me have walked this planet. They were also big people. Where are they? All? Topsoil? Topsoil or no? Or maybe you're planning to go to heaven. Anybody who talks about a place other than this place as a better place than this, this is a crime against humanity. My fundamental work is to destroy all heavens so that people will learn to live well here. All these idiots who made a hell out of themselves, they want to go to heaven. They made a mess out of this place and then they want to go to heaven. I'm asking you, do you have any proof? Do you have any proof that you are not already in heaven and messing it up? Do you have any proof? You're already in heaven, making a mess out of it. Yes? Simply because you are not even learning how to handle your basic faculties of thought and emotion. Your only justification is, everybody is like this only. That's how it is in a madhouse. That is how it is in a madhouse, only a doctor looks crazy. So when are you going to handle it? Slowly, at the age of 60? When will you learn how to handle my thought, how to handle my emotion, how to handle my body, how to handle my chemistry? When are you going to figure this? At the end of your life? Because this culture has grown. When to do spirituality means when you're 70, when you're no good for anything else. No, at the earliest possible time, whatever is most profound about you, not about heavens, about this life, everything that you need to know, you must know soonest, isn't it? Only then you live a sensible life. Your problems, you must fix them, isn't it? These are not problems. I want you to understand, you are not suffering your life. You're only suffering two fantastic faculties that only… It's a privilege of being human that we have these two fantastic faculties. One is, we have a vivid sense of memory. This is because of this memory our life is so rich, unlike any other creature. And we have a fantastic sense of imagination. Now, this is what you're suffering. What happened 10 years ago, you can still suffer. Why? Are you suffering life or memory? Memory. What may happen day after tomorrow, you're already suffering. Are you suffering life or imagination? Two most fantastic faculties you have, you're suffering. So what are you asking for? You want to become once again an earthworm. An earthworm is a very eco-friendly creature, I have nothing against it. But it took millions of years of evolution to get you a this size of brain and now you're suffering it. If we take away half your brain, of course you will sit there without any anxiety, without any suffering, peacefully. What we need is, we need to remove your brain because you're suffering your own intelligence. Yes or no? Because we gave you a very complex machine, you have not bothered to read even the user's manual. You want to just blunder around. No, young people, it's time you figure out a few things about you. If you don't know how, we will give you tools how to figure this machine out, because in your life, many issues will come. More issues come up in your life means you're living a more active life. Nothing came up means you're not living. Yes, lots of issues every day. I have the maximum number of trouble going on in my life on a daily basis. This one thing you must fix, that is, in your life, you are not the issue, okay? Whatever the issue, we'll do our best, but this should not be the issue. If you are very clear about what you're doing, what somebody says, good things or bad things, it doesn't matter. In fact, the best things that have ever been done on this planet always got bad press, largely during their lifetimes, and it was only appreciated after they're gone. Today, the time cycle has changed, it will come back sooner. Appreciation will come back sooner. But you must not be doing things because of appreciation or fear of criticism. You must be doing something that matters to you, isn't it? It really matters to you. I'm doing my best, that much I know. This is all any human being can do, always. But you should not fall short of yourself, isn't it? What you can do must happen. In our lives, if we do not do what we cannot do, it's not a problem. But if we do not do what we can do, we're a disaster, isn't it? So if you just stick to this one thing, our people will say many things. Let me tell you a little story. A guru was there on the banks of Narmada. One day he went for, you know, the bath was always a dip in the river. So he went for his bath. His disciple was holding his clothes and standing there, because otherwise it's muddy if you keep it down. He went in and he saw a scorpion floating down in the water, struggling. A scorpion is not a swimmer, you know. He's struggling, so the guru picked him up. The disciple screamed, "Don't take that scorpion, it'll sting you." Well, the scorpion stung him. The guru slowly walked down, slowly bringing him out. He stung him again and again. The disciple went on screaming, "What are you doing? Just drop the damn thing." The guru walked and let him out on the bank and he went away. And the disciple said, "What kind of rubbish is this? He bit you three times. How much pain is there?" He said, "See, what are you screaming about? The scorpion is doing what it knows best. I am doing what I know best.